Texte numéro 9. Carrying a child for someone else should be celebrated. The earliest known description of surrogacy is found in the Bible. This version of surrogacy still shapes attitudes and laws today. Many countries ban it, convinced that surrogates are victims, even if they consent. Others allow it, but ban payment. Except in a few places, including Greece, Ukraine, and some American states, the commissioning parents have no legal standing before the birth. Even if the child is genetically theirs, the surrogate can decide to keep the baby. Several developing countries popular with foreigners in need of a surrogate have started to turn them away. These restrictions push surrogacy to the legal fringes, making it more dangerous and more costly. They create legal uncertainty for all, especially newborn babies who may be deemed parentless and taken into care. Giving the gift of parenthood to those who cannot have it should be celebrated and regulated sensibly. Getting surrogacy right matters more than ever, since demand is rising, partly because fewer children are available for adoption and partly because ideas about what constitutes a family have evolved. Surrogates used to be sought out only by heterosexual couples when the woman could not carry a baby. But the spread of gay marriage has been followed by a rise in male couples turning to surrogates to complete their newly recognised families. Modern-day surrogacy is nothing like the biblical tale. Surrogates rarely carry babies who are genetically related to them, instead using embryos created in vitro with eggs and sperm from the commissioning parents or from donors. They almost never change their minds about handing over the baby. Modern surrogacy laws should recognise those intending to form a family as the legal parents and protect surrogates by demanding that they enjoy good medical care. To avoid disputes, both parties should sign a contract that can be enforced in court, setting out what they will do if the fetus is disabled or the surrogate falls ill. Laws should also let surrogates be paid. Women who become surrogates generally take satisfaction in helping someone become a parent. But other jobs offer rewards beyond money, and nobody suggests they should be done for nothing. The fact that a surrogate in India can earn the equivalent of 10 years' wages by carrying a child for a foreigner is a consequence of global inequality, not its cause. Banning commercial surrogacy will not change that. Better to regulate it and insist that parents returning home with a child born to a surrogate abroad can prove their babies have been obtained legally and fairly. Becoming a parent should be a joy, not an offence. Adapted from The Economist, May 2017.